Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik, Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and Le'ilei Nishmas, Malka bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Yo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Aaron ben Moshe, Isha Gittel bas Rav Eliezer Manoach, and a schus for a four shleimo for Yitzchok ben Sora, David Shimon ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, the Mordechai ben Sora. As we approach and get into the mood, I guess you will, of focusing and feeling the loss and hoping for the correction of that great loss, the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Golus, and hoping and praying that this bitter and challenging Golus, and certainly seems to get more challenging every day in many different, varied, sometimes very new ways. So it's appropriate to think about what the cause and what can be done. Because, and there's usually a relationship between the cause and what can be done. The Chofetz Chaim emphasizes that since the Churban Bayis, Bayis Sheni, was because of Sinas Chinam, this pettiness, hate, petty hatreds and Loshon Hara. And that, of course, is what we have to do to correct that in order to bring about the end of the Golus and the Geula and the coming of Moshiach. From the Goyin, it seems, it's brought, that the Goyin traced the Loshon Hara and Sinas Chinam back to a deeper cause. And he says that was the lack of Bitochen that that generation had at the time of the Chub. Because had they had Bitochen and Hashem, then Sinas Chinam becomes irrelevant. You don't like me, you do something to me, I don't resent you, it's all from Hashem. I trust Hashem. I know everything Hashem does is for the good. I know He's the one who does everything. I'm constantly focused and trusting Him. And therefore, what you say and what you think and what you do to me becomes almost irrelevant. And he says, so underlying the Sinas Chinam and the Loshon Hara, push a lack of Bitochen. One who has total Bitochen Hashem doesn't relate to this pettiness of Sinas Chinam and the like. So that seems to be very relevant in the bringing about the end of the Golus, strengthening Bitochen, because if the underlying cause of the Churban and the Golus in which we are in was because of a lack of Bitochen and Hashem, then strengthening the Bitochen and Hashem will also affect that there will be a diminished Lashon Hara and Rechilus, will be misakin that very sibo, that very cause, which caused the Churban in the first place. The truth is that we even find a reference to this in Shmon Esrei when we say, Estzemach dovid avdecho beheiro satzmiach, that to sprout forth the sprouting of dovid avdecho, which is ben dovid, is the Mashiach. Bekarnoi torum bishuasecho. And its keren should be raised if with your Yeshua. It should proclaim and announce, and the Yeshua should become, yes, it's happening. We're being saved from this golus. And then we say something very strange. Kilishu oscho kivinu kol hayoim. Because we have hoped, which is a form of bitochen, we discussed this many times. It's a lesser form. It isn't that I'm 100% sure, but it's that I refuse to give up hope. Kivinu kol hayom, all day long, we're hoping. Now, one might think that, well, we're hoping for Mashiach all day long. Well, the truth of the matter is, we're not focused on Mashiach all day long. We're focused there every day. Every person says, Ani imam imun shleimo, b'beis ha-Mashiach, v'afi shismayim kol ze achak eloim, b'chol yom sheyovo. Every day I'm achak eloim. But is it kivinu kol hayoim? And it seems from the Meforshim that kivinu kol hayoim doesn't only refer to Mashiach, but we're always hoping to Hashem. with all the challenges and all the difficulties that we have in our life, we're constantly focused on Hashem. Whatever we do, we're hoping to Hashem. When we prepare the cholent for Shabbos, we're hoping to Hashem that it comes out good. And the same thing with the gefilte fish and the kugel. And we're hoping for parnosa, and we're hoping for Yeshua, so we're hoping for refuah, so we're hoping for shiduchim. We're constantly hoping. We live our lives kol hayoyim, and a person should be kol hayoyim focused on hoping to Hashem. And that, it seems, will be a schus to bring about the tzemach David Avdecho Meiro Tatzmiach and the coming of Moshiach. So it seems that the level of hope, bitochon, and the lower level of hope that we have in everything in our lives is really a force that even though I'm hoping for parnos, I'm hoping for a shirach, I'm hoping for refuah, I'm hoping for Yeshua, I'm hoping for this, that, and the other thing, but all of that seems to add up to hope. I'm hoping to Hashem, I'm focused on Hashem. And memela, that becomes a schus to correct the siba, the underlying siba of the golus, and a schus to bring about the esemach dovid avducho meiro tatzmiach. It's brought from the Arizal that when we say these words, kirishuoscho kivinu kol hayoim, that it's appropriate to think not just about the coming of Mashiach, but about the personal problems that we have. Kirishuoscho for your Yeshua, to all of our difficulties, kivinu kol hayoim, we have hoped all day long for the parnosa, for the Yeshua, for the shirach, for the refuah, for this and for that and for the other thing. And he says, that's a skula that can bring about great results, great yeshuas. That when I say these words, that's what they bring from the Arizal. When I say these words and I'm focused on kiddushu kivino kol hayoyim, all day long we're hoping for your Yeshua in every area that we have challenges and difficulties, in all of the difficulties that life presents to us, nishuosko kivino kol hayoyim, says that kavona at that time, in that brocha, can be a schus that we can find ourselves to be answered. Those hopes that we're hoping and the requests and the hopes and the feelings of our heart and the needs that we focus on can be answered. It could be a special schus to have those things answered. So it's a very powerful type of a thing. I think when we talk about hoping, we have to keep in mind a few things. Number one, Chazal tell us, "Afilu cherev chodo munach al tzavor shel odom al yim nesatzu menachem." Even if there's a sharp sword, munach, already placed, already lying on the back of his neck, don't withhold rachmi d'shmaya, Hashem's mercy. Don't give up on it. Don't lose hope. Because if you give up on it, if you lose hope, then the sword can do its job. But if you maintain that hope, al yim nesatz min harachamim, don't ever think, Hashem can be marachim. Hashem has rachmanus. Hashem is being marachim. Lishuoscho givino kol hayoyim. But here comes in something else that Chazal say. Yeshuas Hashem keherifayin. The Yeshua comes in the blink of an eye. In other words, that the sword is on the back of my neck. The Tzora is here. It seems overwhelming. It seems beyond hope. But I refuse to give up hope. And I know that if I give up hope, I'm giving up on the Yeshua. But if I maintain that hope and I refuse to give it up, it's not Shaykh, it's the last minute. It's happening. Yeshua Hashem, keherifying, like the blink of an eye. And therefore, that should give me the ability to continue hoping because the Yeshua, it doesn't, there's not enough time for Yeshua. There's no such thing. Keherifayin, like the blink of an eye. So there's no factor in life that should convince me that the Yeshua can't come. Hashem is the Kol Yochol. Hashem is the Moli Chesed V'Rachamim. He created the world only for the purpose of Chesed. And the Yeshua is keherifayin. I once had a situation where there was a bookkeeper in one of the schools, and I hung up a sign in her office, Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim, the salvation from Hashem comes like the blink of an eye. And after a couple of months, she tells me, she says, you know, I get it. I see. The day the payroll is due, money comes in from here, from there. Yeshua, it comes like the blink of an eye. I thought, but why does he always blink at the last moment? So I told her, I said, if he didn't blink at the last moment, we probably wouldn't realize that he's blinking. You know, we have wealthy balabatim, we have wonderful fundraisers, we have tuition base, we have this, we have that. And we wouldn't realize that it's from Hashem. But when it doesn't come together and we don't have anything, and I wake up that morning and the payroll is due and the money is not in the bank, and all of a sudden, Yeshua Hashem, that's when he blinks. Then I know it's not because of any other teva, natural factor, other than the fact that Hashem is blinking. And if, when Hashem is blinking, then I recognize that it's all from him, and it strengthens my sense of confidence. So we have to strengthen ourselves in this Midas HaKivui. And I would just like to mention in closing that, and I've mentioned this before, I think we've expounded upon it a little bit. There's a sefer from Reb Avrom Min Amoch, one of the Sfardish Rishonim, and he writes on the psukim in Perek Chafei and Tilim, L'kai b'cho b'tachti ali v'isho, al yal so'ev ali. David HaMelech says, don't let me be embarrassed because of my bitochon. But then he says after that, gam kol koivecho lo yevoisho. Also those that hope in you, they don't have the bitochon. They're not botuach. It's not 100% sure that they're going to get their needs, what they want. But they're koivecho. They refuse to give up hope. And those people too, lo yevoisho, shouldn't be embarrassed. And he says that even if a person cannot muster the strength to be 100% sure that Hashem is going to grant him the desires of his heart, if he has kivui, if he's kol kivecho, he's also a kivei Hashem, kaveyel Hashem, he's hoping to Hashem, that too will, he says, lo yevoshu, he wouldn't be embarrassed, and Hashem responds to that by also fulfilling the desires of his heart. So this, lishuos chakivino kol hayoyim, even if we're not on the level of a certainty, but just the fact that we refuse to give up hope, that in itself is a tremendous schus that Hashem should help us. And in times like these, you know, the tzoras that we face today are tzoras of the golos, even though they don't seem directly, all of them don't seem directly related to golos, but hey, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no korbonos, there's no real hashoras hashchina. The Beisi Beis Tfilo Yikori L'chol HaAmim doesn't exist. So we're bereft of some of the power that we used to have. And we have tzoras in the golos. And if we can remember never to lose hope, we should not lose hope. There's problems, there's things that seem to go on and on and on, and seem to be endless. But Yeshua Hashem Kerevayim. We should be zoiche to the Yeshua Hashem. We should be zoiche to the koyach, not to ever, 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 ever give up hope. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu should grant us with that, in that schus, the sevach dovid abducho beherot hatzmiach, the karnei torah mishu osecho. Gute Nacht.